And welcome to a remote Green Legion radio show this evening. Everybody, in case you didn't know what we were doing, we've been keeping this secret for a little while. Since Diaz couldn't come to us, we came to Diaz tonight, and thanks to the help of his wife, Abby, we managed to surprise the shit out of the gimp here.
You guys are fucking bad. I haven't been outside in a week.
There's your microphone, there's your headset.
You know Abby was looking for any reason to get you out.
Just surprise Diaz.
Yeah, sure.
You still trusting that process?
I'm actually surprised she got you out of the apartment while you were ready to call in and scream at Sack.
This might be gonna work. Let's do this shit.
You want a drink, baby?
Yeah, you know. That's why I'm sitting next to Hollis.
Hey, I've got the good stuff.
Abby, do you want to sit in?
You want to sit in for us?
You sure?
I really want to know what reality is like right now for you.
Yeah, it's so.
Abby? If you need anybody to talk you off the ledge, you let me know. Thank you very much.
We got a lot to talk about.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Abby. We appreciate you. All the Green Legion loves you. And everybody, Green Legion Radio Show tonight, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports, Get Tanked Happy Hour, and Green Legion Radio. We've got Chris Sackmaster with us. We got 15 pounds dropped. Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Yeah, good evening.
Looking svelte.
Slimming up for the summer?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying something new.
And 15 pounds on Mr. Michael Andres Diaz.
The Gimp.
The Gimp.
I appreciate you guys coming down here.
Please, bro. You don't know how many times I wanted to smack you. Get me the equipment. Guess what? There's a nice little care package right there for you, baby.
We're all ready to go.
So now I don't have to fucking listen to you. Yeah, everything's there.
Oh, good.
Everything's
good.
There. Can I position that microphone for you a little bit better?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Position, you know, when things go bad, I'll tell you, Quibi really steps up, you know? I got to make up lies that things are going bad all the time for him to be step up.
Hey, man, we just want to show you how much we love you. No matter how big of a pain in the ass you are, we love you.
Well, I suspect that you led this whole charge here because you're like, they won seven in a row. I got to talk to Diaz.
No. On the au contraire, my friend.
Yeah. It was your buddy.
That's cue money over there.
I enjoy bickering with you, so I was like, I was all in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially,
oh, when I said we're going to Diaz to make sure he's on the show, everybody was like, in.
Awesome sauce.
That's awesome.
Now, yes.
Yeah. I haven't been out for a week. No pain anymore. I mean, I can't bend my leg.
Yeah.
But just sitting around, you can't move. It, you know, making lunch takes 20 minutes because I'm one arm and like one hand.
The other arm is doing. We know what the other hand's doing.
Now, why don't we give the listening audience a little bit of a preview of what happened to you?
Well, we're gonna do that. Let's get through sponsors real quick.
Absolutely.
What happened today in sports?
I got you, Chuck.
With Morpheus. But welcome, Green Legion Radio. Don't forget, rate, review, download, and subscribe our issues. Also, Ice to Shorts Winter Sports is up there. Get Tanked Happy Hour is up there as well. Listen to it all. It helps our cause. I don't even know. We took a little bit of a break, so we probably dropped down the pipeline a little bit, but we're going to get it back. And there's soon to be an announcement. Green Legion Radio is moving on up. Moving on up.
Making deals.
Making moves, y'all.
Making deals. It's going to be fun, actually. It's going to be quite interactive for our listening audience. You guys are going to enjoy the hell out of what's coming up. But, again, don't forget, rate, review us, download, and subscribe. The Green Legion Radio Show, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports, and the Get Tanked Happy Hours, brought to you by Miller Lite. Stateside Vodka, premium vodka, distilled right in Fishtown. Workhorse Brewing out of King of Prussia, which we are really close to right now. We probably could have done a show there. Didn't even think about that.
They'd let us do the show there every week.
Huh. Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend J.P. Lutz, the store is up in Bucks County. The website is even bigger, buckscountybaseballco.com. Mike McVeigh over David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, all the Cavs restaurants. Kenny Hutchings and I are going fishing in the Caymans on Sunday.
Very nice.
And it turns out that it's going to be blowing 30 knots every fucking day we're down there, so we're not going to be fishing too much, which sucks. But all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavs Riverdeck when it opens back up, Cavs Headhouse off of 2nd and South, Cavs Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 9th. check out our friend Paul working the basement bar. And, of course, Diaz and I are old stomping grounds up at 39th and Santa. Stands from the University City Cavanaugh's and our good friend Brian Pavelchek. After this show, Tank and I are going to be heading to
Delibus.
And the beautiful ladies over there. And if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Damn Skippy.
So it's just like a normal show.
It's a normal show.
Awesome. Yeah.
And our good many young friends, the Bayou and Cactus at the top of the hill, down at the bottom of the hill, Rector Street, Bourbon Blue, are 20-year sponsors with those three organizations. And, of course, the Bayou and Cactus' love child, the Manny Young Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports league in the city. I can't get that right, ever. It's the only thing I fuck up every time.
Yeah, the only thing.
Oh, God.
One of the only things that I consistently fuck up on a regular basis, other than inviting Diaz into this show.
He's been in house for a week.
All of our City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market across the bridge, our good friend Jeff Quinn and Echelon Health and Fitness. Our good friend Jari Evans at Somo Sophie. Don't forget about Somo in Manayunk as well. Our podcast buddies and soon to be even more buddies, Sean Brace and Philly Influencer and 102.5 The Gambler.
Big congrats to Sean Brace. He had a daughter this week.
I know.
We know.
I'll congratulate you later, Sean.
Yeah.
Everybody over there is having kids at the same time. I know, because every meeting I was supposed to have over there has been stopped because of people having kids.
Hey, it's the birthday.
We're going to have a talk about that, everybody. When I start throwing the airwaves over there, we're going to talk about the pull-out method. We're going to talk about this.
Which Quimby has mastered over the years.
Didn't work. I tried it twice.
And our good friends, E-Rock and Company over at 4th and John. And, of course, our largest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we are lined up for another show already. Ooh. Hopefully they're going to let us do a draft show.
Oh, that'd be
That's
awesome.
What I was thinking. That
yeah.
was very nice. So, I like that.
We're hoping that'll be the case. We're going to see if we can't knock them for a big check and see if we can't bring in a bunch of people. See if we can bring in Freddie. See if we can bring in a couple other players.
Okay.
Have some good analysts and, you know, talk some real draft as opposed to just, you know,
the
commentary.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But Big Dog.
What's up?
What happened today in sports history?
Well, today is March the 5th. It is leap year, so normally it's the 64th day of the year. But since it's leap year, it's the 65th day of the year. It wasn't too many sports events, so I kind of pulled some stuff out of a rabbit's hat, so to speak. The invention of the stapler, 1868, was the invention of the stapler by C.H. Gould. And then we have in 1904, Tesla.
Nikola Tesla,
the Tesla cat. He actually started explaining how the ball of lightning creates itself. It was in the Engineering and Building magazine. Also, we have George Washington Jr. He patents the triple air. George Westinghouse Jr.
I was about to say, and is it the triple Lindy?
No, George Westinghouse Jr. He patented the triple air brakes for the trains. So it was really not sports related, but I do have some sports birthdays. Today is 1938, it's Fred the Hammer Williamson. 1946, Rocky Blyer. We have 1977, Wally Zerbiak.
Wally Zerbiak. Wow.
Yeah, we got some music and entertainment guy people too. 1954, Marsha Warfield, she's a nice comedian. 1956, Tina Marie. She's a You Love a Girl. In 1958, Andy Gibbs. In 1974, Eva Menendez.
Eva Menendez. Wow, 74. Menendez.
Yes, she's the same year as me.
She's 45?
46. Just turned 46.
Still blast that out.
Yes, dude. Join the club. We've got jackets. National holidays. Today is National Potty Dance Day. You know,
Potty dance?
Yeah,
potty dance.
Okay. The one that me and Chris Sack was just doing before we had to go to the restroom. Today is also Cinco de Marcho Day.
Cinco de Marcho.
Yes, they do it. It's anything to drink, though. They do it to set up for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Listen, the second the Mexicans hop on the Star Wars train, it's a hell of a weekend.
And then,
Diaz, can you get on that for everybody, please?
It's Colombian. I know in your land it's all the same, but, you know.
But we're talking about May the 4th be with you and Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And if the Mexicans ever figure out how to introduce Star Wars into their celebratory weekend, All hell's breaking loose.
And we got Derby weekend that weekend, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Big party weekend.
Yeah, last but certainly not least, today is National Cheetos Day.
Oh.
But if we're going to talk about birthdays, the most important
it ain't
birthday,
easy.
The most important
being
birthday
cheesy.
This week. My son Carson turned one on Monday.
Yeah,
Carson. Okay.
Tell Carson I said thanks for the invite. I saw the party.
Well, the birthday party's on Saturday.
I know. Well,
come to the house.
I saw the other party online. I'm just saying.
All right, everybody, just so you know, we are live on location at Londonbury in Conshohocken because Mr. Michael Andres Diaz could not. Well, here, let me show you. He's fucked.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, for the next 2 months.
For the next two months. That's it, man. He is completely immobile. We got
accident.
A slim Hollis Tank Thomas. Oh, dropped 15 pounds.
You got to turn around. They're looking at you.
Oh, what the hell?
You got to do the... reverse button.
Ah, okay.
We have a slim Quimby.
This is why. Oh, there we go. All right. We got a laid up Diaz here.
Yeah. They mobilize her underneath the pants.
Yeah.
We got a slim Hollis Thomas. What? Slim Hollis Morpheus Thomas. And yeah, you're just all flyered out.
He's like
he's triple lettering.
Hey,
no, it's double.
He did that on purpose.
Oh, just double.
Yeah,
okay.
Just double.
You learned your lesson last time.
I think he did that on purpose. What movie? Come on. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I can't remember. Give it to me.
I think he did that on purpose. The newest Longest Yard.
Swatowski.
Yeah.
He broke my nose.
He broke it my nose.
Oh, you know that. What's that? That's Bill Sapp, isn't it? Is it Sapp guy? Bob Sapp.
He's a huge.
Yeah, he's a
huge
dude.
He's an MMA fighter or something.
Yeah. He's a kickboxer from. Yeah, he's a champion. He was the only reason I know him is because he used to be a football player. Yeah, like, if he'd used some of that on the football field,
the great Khali broke his nose.
I did.
I think he did it on purpose. He's like, I don't think he did. And he turns and looks at him. He's like,
all right, Diaz. For those that don't know, tell everybody how you fucked yourself up.
Because
your dog didn't want to come in here today.
No, it was a freak accident. I'm telling you, it's a total freak accident.
Really?
You know, if your name is JoJo, it just follows you with injuries.
Yeah, these JoJos are killing me this year, I'm telling you. walking on like a little side of a bunny hill. It's not even a hill, just a slope, 5 degrees.
Right.
We're walking this way. We were going on a hike with the dog, and Abby's like, oh, here's the trail. And I was just saying... I was turning around like where Hollis is here. I'm just like, no, there's one this way. And I took a step that way. My right foot's pointing in one direction.
Right.
Take a step the other way. Left foot slips on mud, down it. And the dog keeps walking. I should have just fallen, but in a second you're like, oh, shit.
You don't want to fall in mud.
Or just fall at all.
Yeah. I don't know. But
he just kind of took me a little bit.
Well, why don't you lean up against me and I'll lean up against you, then we don't have to lay with our heads in the mud.
And it was
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
As I was about to say, falling in the mud doesn't seem like a bad idea now, does it?
No, not at all. And I heard that pop, they all say. I was like, it's an ACL or my knees did, but I'm thinking in my head, well, Pat Mahomes came back in 5 weeks and, he dislocated his knee.
Yeah, but he's a finely tuned athlete.
Alex Donahue said jerking off is not an extramarital sport.
Well, I think if you're in Fort Washington State Park, that's highly illegal. So thanks for your concern, Alex, but that's not exactly how
I have arrived.
If I was by my, I'm happy Abby, she's been all through that medical training and stuff. She knew how to, do everything. But, yeah, man, I had surgery last Wednesday. And the doctor said when he opened it up, it was, worse than what he thought. It was all sprayed out. So it feels weird feeling like your freaking knee is stitched together.
They
put these micro punctures in my kneecap. Feels like 50, 100 little holes, and then they thread the sutures from the tendon all the way in there. Yeah, brutal.
It's a lot better than I've seen some people who had the old school thing where they just split you up in like a stuck pig, and kind of just open it up and go.
Yeah, how big is your scar?
This is not that big at all.
It's going to be like eight inches.
Used to be like this way and this way, like a giant cross.
Yeah,
right down your knee.
Yeah, so I'm after the diagnosis is in, I'm out there looking at all right. NBA players Boogie, no one comes back from it. You know what I mean? No one comes back. Now I'm not quite on the NBA player
level. I'm glad
level,
you said it.
But
I think you're no Furkan right now.
No, okay? No. But shit, man, it was It sucks. And I'm thinking, man, I got to be like this for freaking 6 to 8 weeks. No driving. This is the first time since I came home last Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I've been outside of my stupid room.
Oh, guess what, dude? I know.
Yeah.
I've been talking with Abby about this for the last 4 days.
Oh, good. Because I'm like, I don't want to get up in his face. You know, like, dude, I'm sitting around. You got to help me out, man. You got to help me out. And he's like, I told you I will. I told you I will. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, man, I'm just going to go ahead and order this shit.
Oh, man.
Linda. Linda's watching. We love Linda.
Yes, Linda is my girl.
Beautiful girl who actually is not afraid to rip millennials.
Yes.
Love you, Linda. Seriously.
All right, so
let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's do it because we got about a half hour we're going to spend on Ice to Shorts. We've got about a half hour we're just going to get tanked, and then we're just Tree's supposed to be here. Tree's a little busy today, so hopefully he'll make it in. Pops is still
Flying back from a.
I'll have another one, please. Yeah,
I had a quick,
I got White Claw too. If you want a White Claw,
White Claw Wendy,
White Claw Wendy,
as opposed to Miller Lite, the White Claw will kick your ass, man.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you sleep easy.
You know, I didn't know what people are going to want. I'm just I'm here.
A quick sidebar here. As I was coming over here, I was going through. It was riffing through my text messages and messages. They hired Marty Morningweed. What do you think about that?
Who did that today? The Eagles special offensive coordinator consultant.
I think he was bad the first time around. He'll be worse the second.
You think? me personally, I like Marty, but I don't. I still feel like they're holding dudes back. If you're gonna give the kid a job, just give him a job.
And I still don't know why they're
why they're beating around the bush. Not only that, you're retreading
and
tires.
You know what they're doing right now?
Retreading tires.
Well, we're gonna get to that, but this whole there's not gonna be an offensive coordinator and all these little specialized. They're gonna micromanage this thing to death, and it's gonna wind up being terrible. It's gonna wind up being the coconut oil version of the Phillies last year.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I feel what Hollis is saying too. It's like they're doing this to. They don't want to promote Deuce, so they're doing this other stuff to kind of keep Deuce on the same level as that. Just give him the fucking
give
job.
Give him the job.
Exactly.
I mean, give him the
you
job.
Can't, Grow, you can't do any worse than what Grow did.
I know.
Which was nothing.
Oh, my God. He sucked ass.
Which was nothing.
It was horrible. He did nothing.
And he's revered in the city. And people want him to be the offensive coordinator. So you know what? If he turns out to be a failure, then the onus is on us.
Yeah, he'll still have a job. He'll get a coaching job. Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is a lot of people were paying attention to the Super Bowl, and I was too. And they were talking about the play calling. The play calling was really done by Eric Bieniemy. And if you look at it, I saw the way he was calling the game. I was like, none of the things that we were seeing. Like if we got down in a game like that with Red making the calls. We weren't coming back. It was no innovative stuff, and he wouldn't have stuck with the run. And it'll be like 3-3-3 and out. And a lot of times people don't realize, as a team, your offense helps your defense, even if you just go out there and get a fucking first down.
And what everybody doesn't realize is, I said we're going to get to that later.
We don't have the run sheet. I mean,
deepest apologies.
It's okay. None of you fuckers read it anyway.
Deepest apologies.
We don't need one.
As I was
we're
going
to start with Ice to Shorts,
okay.
Winter Sports here. And
what up?
Oh,
no, go ahead.
Do we have some sort of here we go.
I don't know. We have some run sheet or something?
All right. No, there's no run sheet here.
What'd you look for?
It's Diaz versus Sack.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right.
I had a little warm-up yesterday.
If this side comes up, it's Sack first. Mm-hmm. If the smooth side comes up, it's Diaz first. Okay?
Are we talking about...
Sacks up.
So we're talking fly guys, or
fly guys
he gets
right
to
now.
First?
Did you get my text message earlier?
Yeah,
did you queue it up?
No, I will right now.
This is basically the time to just go on a bit of a riff.
See, here's the thing. Listen, I really don't want to rip on you, Diaz, but at the end of the day, I kind of do. but here's what I'm going to say, and I know I've said this before about the Flyers, and when you tried pushing off the expectations off of the Sixers onto the Flyers.
Never did that.
You tried.
Yeah.
You tried. You have tried.
Come on, man. This is a throwback right here.
First of all,
woo!
Blood pumping going here.
This is when NHL was on ESPN, which now is 18th. On the pecking order, which Diaz pointed out to me, behind NCAA women's basketball.
Yeah.
Cricket, esports.
You want to know why? Because the first 17 sports that are on there are covered by ESPN or ABC. So their coverage does not exist with the NHL unless it's on ESPN Plus. But you have, as much as you want to say you haven't, dude, listen back to the recordings. You've tried over and over again. You've tried to push the expectations off of the Sixers and how it wasn't fair for us to expect the Sixers, you know, with a 23-year-old and a 25-year-old to have this pressure for them to get to the NBA Finals and actually win. Which, if we go back to our season preview show of the Sixers, we both said the Eastern Conference Finals are bust. Right now, it's bust. It is terrible. It's awful. Brett Brown's going to go. Joel Embiid's out. That was the weakest injury I've ever seen. Your injury sounds a lot better than his shoulder injury. Ben Simmons, I'm not expecting him back this season at all with the back injury.
Neither am I.
And nor should we.
I wouldn't. Definitely not for a month. Yeah.
Right. Josh Richardson with a nasal contusion the other night. Turns out to be a concussion. It's a little bit more serious than expected to be. But I'm telling you right now.
You're supposed to be talking Flyers, not Sixers.
But I'm getting to my point. I'm getting my point here. See, with the Sixers, with the Flyers now, I have the expectations. Because this team has exceeded what I've thought all along.
What's wrong with you?
This team right now is built for now. And they've proven it that they're built for now. Hold on. Don't give me that look. Do not give me that look. If you look at the stats on hockeyreference.com, the Flyers have a winning record against pretty much every team in the league that's at the top of the standings. The only team is the Tampa Bay Lightning. This team right now, thank you. They are undefeated against the Bruins this year, and they have them again next week. They're 3-0-1 against the Capitals. They're 1 point back in first 3-1, place.
3-1, but we could say 3-0-1, sure. They're 3-1.
They got a point in that game. They lost an overtime.
Participation point, right?
It's okay.
I know. Okay. I know how the standings
But are. Here's another stat for you. Against the Capitals this year, how many points, assists, or goals has Alex Ovechkin had against the Flyers this year?
I don't know. You're going to tell me.
Zero.
That's pretty impressive.
Zero. Okay? This team can get to the Stanley Cup Finals and win this season. This is no longer part of the rebuild. No longer part of the rebuild. This team can win now. And I expect them to. And that's the reason why I went in the other day and I bought a half-season ticket plan for next year so I can guarantee myself postseason tickets this year at face value,
and
which I
hope
is what I want.
I hope it's the half that they play at home so you get to see Carter Hart since he's unplayable on
now,
the road.
Now, did it turn out that last night was a wrong decision for Brian Elliott to play?
No. I mean,
Elliott played a good game.
Franchise goalie Carter Hart, he just doesn't have – he's a mental midget. He can't play on the road.
What sense does it make? What sense?
Wow, both of our winter sports teams seem to have that same stigma.
Well, Fultz is in Orlando now, midget. So.
What sense would it have made last night for you to start Carter Hart last night and again tonight?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I know you're just jonesing me.
No. So I never said that I wanted to shift the Sixers' expectations are the expectations. What I'm saying is, why aren't they the same expectations for the other team? And you're like, well, because they're not as good at the time.
Okay? At the time.
So what I'm saying right now is, what I hope is, there's two things. There's two things that where I'm trying to show the hypocrisy in this. All right. In this kind of conversation is that 2 years ago, the Sixers went on a 16-game winning streak at the end of the season. And people were like, oh, my God, with the same kind of feeling we're feeling now with the Flyers, right? They went into the playoffs. They've never had no playoff experience. And listen, I know Claude Giroux was on a finals team a decade ago. It's all the new guys, Konechny, Provorov. It's all the new Carter Hart. The older guys are
it's
there.
It's called a supporting cast.
I got you. But what I'm saying is they don't have the playoff experience, but they're the best team in hockey right now. And 2 years ago, the Sixers were playing the best. They won
the Flyers are always the best team in hockey at some point during the season.
Well, right.
Every year.
But to be fair, though, they are right now. They are right now.
They go on a 10 or a 15-game win streak. They didn't last year because it finally hit rock bottom.
No, they went like a 13-game unbeaten streak
something like
year.
That.
No,
yeah.
They didn't.
But anyway.
No, they didn't.
No, I didn't think they did last year, right?
Two years ago.
2 years ago.
Years ago, they went on a 10-game winning streak in December, and then they went on a 10-game losing streak. But that was the power of Dave Haxtell.
So just bear with me here. What I'm saying is 2 years ago.
Did I ever tell you we ran into Haxtell?
No.
Marilyn and I were checking into the Westin in Fort Lauderdale to site inspect in April when I got back from Costa Rica last year.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And sure enough, Haxtell was checking into the Westin. The Westin. Right? Dude, how much money did you make?
Dear Lord.
Right? How much did he rob us of?
And he could you know, I was eagled up. Yeah, you could see I was from Philly. And I'd met him before at Xfinity in the VIP area.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Dave, I don't know if you remember Quimby Green Legion. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, what's up? I'm like, what are you staying at the fucking Westin for? I'm like, we're only staying here because they're giving it to us for free for the night, man. You need any help? I can hook you up at the W. Got
to
kick out.
He's going back to college.
Yeah.
But so
anyway, sorry.
What I'm saying is this. So just bear with me here. It's not the same. Sports are different. They're all different. But the Sixers were hot. They're going into the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And when they lost in the second round to Boston, being the favorite, right? It was my man Hollis right here. They blew it. They choked. They suck. Simmons was a rookie. Can't do it. Hold up for a second.
Was Kyrie playing in that series?
He was not.
No, he was not.
Was Gordon Hayward playing in that series?
He was not.
Luckily for the Celtics, it wasn't. So what I'm saying is this.
But old man Horford was.
Hold up for a second. Let me finish. Saying is, if they're winning now, okay, and if listen.
And the man bun, dude.
I don't want the Flyers to lose. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to lose. But if something like that happens, are we going to come down as hard on the Flyers
Absolutely.
As we did? We are? We're going to be like, they choke. They're never going to win. Konechny can't win. Carter Hart can't win.
I have no problem.
I don't think we are, because what happens with the Sixers is it all goes back to the stupid freaking process from 5 years ago. And people that lost that now are just looking for something, anything small that you can jump on.
So from now on, when you say TTP at the end,
are you referring to a grenade?
Are you going
to
say the stupid TTP?
No.
You trusted the process just like the rest of us did.
The TTP worked.
And the thing is, did it really?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
No, it did.
No, it doesn't until there's a parade down Broad Street. I'm sorry. The process was for them to become elite. They have not become elite. They have not become an elite franchise.
We need a whistle.
Where's the whistle? Have they been top five in the NBA any year over the last 3 years?
They increased.
Have they?
I don't know how.
Are we going to talk about attendance? Please don't
talk about attendance.
No, we're not talking about attendance here. We're talking about wins. We're talking about Eastern Conference Finals berth. We're talking about getting to the NBA Finals.
They're going to
have they done it?
I hear you.
Have they?
They
done
are.
It?
Yes. They finished as a top five team the last 2 years. This year, probably not. This year, probably not.
Wait, right. hold on. Top five in the East or top five in the whole
league?
Top five in the league.
2 years ago, they had the 25th pick out of 30, and last year was the 24th pick out of 30.
You cry more?
5 and 6. I don't know what your idea of elite is, but that's not even. Okay, they're not.
They are not. You little sissy boy! Def Leppard sucks!
we're going to be jumping around on here, but this is the one thing I got to say. Anyone, Hollis says it all the time, and you say it too. Listen, every rebuild, the idea is to win a championship.
Exactly.
Every single one. Yeah. There is no. Joe Girardi talks about getting championships.
Exactly.
Sam Hinkie said we're going to bring a championship. Exactly. Everyone brings a championship.
Yeah,
so if I haven't.
Bring everyone.
Bring everyone.
Everyone!
If there is a coach or a GM that has an introductory press conference that does not talk about a championship, the process was, it's about being a champ. Everything is winning a championship.
In my
estimation, every single Flyers organization since 1976 has been a failure.
The Flyers.
Hold on, guys, because I can't look at him anymore. You're not looking at him.
I'm sorry,
Hollis. Say what you have to say, because he's either going to shit himself or go crazy.
Well, it was only one thing. It was basically what you just said about your trust the process. When you guys were talking about trust the process, you said that you didn't want to get ousted in the second round of the playoffs. We keep doing it.
Volume.
We keep doing it. We keep getting out to the second round. And if you talk about elite, even if we just made it to the finals, I'd be fucking happy.
Thank you.
You guys can't get past the second round. And we're doing it with worse players. And you talk about when we got ousted by the Celtics, not only did we get our coach, we got beat by a player.
Trust me. There's not a single person at this table that feels more duped. I've spent about $50,000 in Sixers tickets this year.
Not only that, we got our asses kicked by a player we got duped by, Jason Tatum.
Have you gone to a Sixers game yet?
Jason Tatum.
I took my son. I haven't been in the box yet.
You haven't?
Ooh. No.
Can we wheel your ass up into the box?
Yeah, I'm working on them. I said, hey, like, I got tickets. If you could just
next,
throw me up.
next home game when I'm around, the four of us go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Awesome stuff.
All right. So
back to you guys.
You could take the oldest.
Yeah, the oldest.
And Rachel won.
That'd be great.
One game.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I don't think that every Flyers front office since 1976 has been a failure. I don't believe that.
I do. I am interrupting right now. It's defending you. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think that's true. Right?
Because they refill. Okay. You had a team in 1998 that should have won multiple cups.
You're talking about the 97 team.
97, 98. I'm talking about Legion of Doom. Yeah. I'm talking about Rod Brindamore leading your second line. I'm talking about a fucking team that was stacked everywhere except the most important position.
Goalie.
So it's a failure. Every year is a failure because they completely neglected to address that which was the most important spot on the fucking ice.
And they finally have it.
Oh, at home.
It took 50 years.
But at home. No, because now we're gonna we want to talk about everyone wants to look.
No.
You said your part.
No, I'm done. Sorry, wrong one.
You can't mute Zach on the sack.
You're right. But here's the deal, okay? It's the same fucking management. It's the same neophytes. It's all Daniel Snyder sliding down the fucking
Ed Snyder.
What did I say? Daniel Snyder. Another terrible owner. It's all Ed Snyder and his proteges.
Yeah.
All right, Paul Holmgren, you have a job for life, Paul. The job you deserve is with mop wiping up the fucking urine that doesn't make it under the toilet or the urinal. All right? That should be your job. That should be your lifetime job. It took 50 years for them to address. And even when they started to address it, they still fucked it up, Briz.
They tried to address it.
But they didn't try enough. You go out and you overspend. You still don't have a fucking cap in this league. You got a luxury tax.
Yes, you do. No, it's a hard cap.
Oh, there's a hard
cap.
Someone much I like fucking hockey right now.
It's $81 million hard cap. It's going to move up to anywhere between 84 and 88 next
year. Woo, yay.
It's going to
doesn't matter. They didn't address it for five fucking decades. Half a century.
But they were still competitive. Way more competitive than
the That's great.
Okay. At least, see, what
I love being competitive at the bar, and then the other dude winds up taking the prom queen home.
So we want to talk about the difference between the Sixers and the Flyers, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, granted, the Flyers, it's been eight longer years since the Flyers have won.
The worst.
75. You guys last won in 83. How many times have you guys actually competed for a championship?
Whoa. Don't say you guys.
You guys. You're decked out in the shit and you have the phone cover.
So you're not a Sixers fan either?
I am a Sixers fan, but you like to separate the two because you're the basketball guy, I'm the hockey guy. So let's face facts with facts. Since 1983, okay, how many times has the Sixers been to the finals?
Once.
How many times has he been in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't know the 80s off the top of my head.
Once. You guys have an advance past. You guys have an advance past the second round since 1983 outside of one freaking time. My hockey team, has been to the Stanley Cup Finals numerous times. Granted, it's been a decade, but at least the team has been competitive, albeit not having a goaltender, a franchise goaltender. They've had shots. Now, Pelly Lindbergh driving his freaking car into a goddamn wall.
I don't want to hear that as the excuse.
Doesn't help
anymore.
Well, this is the thing. I always look at everything when there's a new front office, new GM comes in, they're going to hire their own coach.
It's a new regime.
It's a new team. What we could say is like the Golden State Warriors were a laughing stock our entire lives. And then they just turned into one of the greatest.
Eventually the Browns are going to be good, right?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
The hell did you just say?
They were in the 80s.
So what?
We're good in the 60s.
Here comes the train wreck.
So for me, why the process worked is because it was supposed to find young guys that you can start to build around, have enough asset and cap space. Now, in the meantime,
Hold on.
Have taken all that. And
all right. Now let's talk about this.
I'll agree with that.
Let's talk about this process for a second.
Totally blows.
Let's talk about this process for a second. Okay. Whew. I'm sorry, but I'm going to break this down and you're not going to like it.
Well, oh, man. Please,
are you telling me you're not buying the tickets next year?
Quit me. Because if you don't, I will.
All right. Let's talk about a Duke center.
Which one? Elton Brand or Jahlil Okafor?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Elton Brand is part of the process.
Yeah.
Because he's making decisions.
Yeah. All right. He got off of
you have Jahlil Okafor.
Yep.
Markelle Fultz.
Horrible.
Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons. There is a knock on every single one of these players. And these are the assets that your process trusting provided you with.
That's not entirely true.
No, it's okay. Okay. All right.
There's pick swaps. There's extra.
There's pick swaps. But ultimately, these were the guys that were supposed to change the face of the franchise. Fultz shipped. Okafor shipped.
Yep.
Joel, jury's still out on this guy.
Is one guy you
the jury? Now. No, hold on. Yeah, he played in the All-Star game. No. The All-Star game is a fucking popularity contest.
Okay, he was second team All-NBA defense.
I don't give a shit.
You're talking about second place, too.
Okay, he's the only center in the league that places on both the defense and the All-NBA
team. He's also probably the only center in the league that misses 35 games a year.
No.
Possible, I don't know.
You have an injury
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let's say Joel is the real deal. After he didn't play for 2 years.
Right.
Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Jury's still out on him. Sorry. And how many years did he not play?
Just one.
He played half.
There is an asterisk next to every high draft pick the process has provided us. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Now you're finding out that we're not even sure if they can play together with complementary pieces that should, on paper, make this happen.
Listen, I heard that. Now, if you can mute Quimby for just a second here, I'm going to respond to
that.
I don't know which mic it is.
So the idea behind the... Yeah, that sounds great. Nothing, zero. So kind of the idea, and this is what people hate because they're like, why would you just waste picks? The idea is, and listen, I've got the if I was prepared, I would have all my info. But going back 20 years, I went back 20 years.
Okay.
Top three picks in the NBA. Okay. 20 years going back to 99, you've got a 50% chance of getting an All-Star in the top three. Okay, time out for a second. We've had five. We have two of them that made All-Star.
Who gives a shit about All-Stars?
Yeah, no. Okay,
hold up for a second. Because how do you measure then that that's good?
Who gives a shit? Winning. Thank you. Thank you.
They're going to win 50 games.
All-Stars mean shit.
I hear you.
Congratulations. You had a great first 3 months of the season.
Stop it. You've got, in the last 10 years, the Flyers have had 17 first rounds.
Hold on. Everybody stop. Everybody stop. Everybody stop right now.
All-Stars mean nothing.
Everybody stop right now. I'll tell you what I just saw. You two are back and forth, right? Hollis just goes like this. Just jacks whatever's left in that fucking cup.
Listen, I don't know how you want to all NBA. There's got to be some sort of. You're right. There's got to be some sort of.
I'm tired of the All Star thing.
Oh my god, you're about to go scanners on us. Go, Hollis.
What was one thing that measures both of what you guys are talking about? Wins. If you don't get the W, then you don't. And the one thing that it was one thing that I wanted to say about the Flyers. I watched them when they were god awful and horrific, and it looked like a Pop Warner team. Now that when I watched them, it looks a lot better.
Structure,
plays and stuff.
Well, not even structure. The aggressiveness. Yeah,
exactly.
That's where it comes from, though. When you have structure, you know how to forecheck.
Yeah.
You know how to get down there and cycle the puck out.
And what does that come from?
Coaching.
Y'all coach need to go.
So, listen, if you don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, minimally, he's gone. I've said it the whole time. I haven't changed my tune.
Minimally? At the very minimum.
You don't give him a break. You don't give him a break now because his top two stars are out, though? I'm not going to have to hear this.
No, I don't give him a
break. Not from you. Not from you.
No. So, what I'm saying.
Oh, listen, yeah, you might.
Apologist.
Josh Harris. Listen. Well, you know, he was missing Ben.
No, he's going to be
here. Here comes his chopper.
His chopper lands actually right over here.
Time to go.
They're probably taking off, right? Where are they playing?
Is there a Chick-fil-A over there? Because I think I see Joel. Oh, hey, coach. I don't think I could play today.
Listen.
I have the tummy ache.
I'm not saying all chicken. I don't want All-Stars don't mean crap.
Thank you.
But when you're drafting in the top three, would you rather draft someone that becomes an All-Star or not an All-Star? You'd rather draft someone that becomes an All-Star. Hold up for a second. Mm-hmm. Now, please, we have two. Go. We have two. There's only 12 All-Stars in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. All right? There's 15 teams. We have two. I'm not saying that this is world beaters or anything like that, but if you have a 50% chance, all Sam Hinkie was doing was maximizing the chances of getting two or three All-Stars. That's all he was doing. He didn't think he was better. He just said, the more chances I get.
I think he was excellent at what he was doing. Correct. As far as gathering the assets necessary.
He was terrible
at
messaging.
And I think they were terrible at making the pick.
Did you guys see the report? There was a report. I don't know who
it was.
There was
no reason to draft Markelle Fultz.
None whatsoever.
Zero.
Yeah, but that's not
true. You're revisionist history.
He was
consensus number one pick.
No, he wasn't.
He was absolutely not.
Yes, he was.
But this is the point that I'm going to make with this, and I get sick and tired of people kissing overrated. Loses ass. The thing is, his team was 9-22. They keep trying to bring up Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons' team had a winning record. If you're the best fucking player in the draft, you telling me you can't get to 12 to you can't have a winning record?
Listen, Markelle Fultz wasn't this like he is perfect. He is Zion. And he is going to change the league. What some people had Lonzo Ball ahead. Nope. Some people had Tatum.
Nobody
some
had Lonzo Ball.
Yes, they did.
No, they did. Only his dad did.
Some people had De'Aaron Fox as number one. But overall, Markelle Fultz was the consensus. What I'm saying, he was not falling farther than three. And what technically, what we should have done is not made the
trade
move at all.
Yeah, trade exactly. it out.
Trade it out.
No, we should have just stayed at three. But if we stayed at three, we would have gotten Markelle Fultz.
Danny Ainge is sitting at home laughing.
I know, because I would have drafted Jason Tatum and kept him. Because he go back and look to what he did in college. It's always about what you do.
Boys.
I'm not looking for anybody's upside.
Boys, but we're 45 minutes into this first.
Well, I haven't screamed and yelled at these people in a long ass time. I gotta get it off my chest. We're bringing Get It Off My Chest in here early today.
30 seconds. Final thoughts, Chris.
Listen, this stretch run right here is going to be a lot of fun with the Flyers. They have some big games coming up. They have a back-to-back tonight with the Hurricanes tonight, Buffalo, and then the Bruins next week. It's going to be big time. I would love to see them get the number one seed in the division and have home ice advantage through the first two rounds. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope the Sixers can get Joel and Simmons back,
right, yep.
and they can actually make something of themselves in the playoff run.
Diaz,
this is
30 seconds.
This is going to sound like tankathon.com, but the way it's going now, Simmons, I got a back injury. Oh, my God. He's probably not coming back. Listen, if they're not going to get the 4 seed, get the 6 seed. Avoid Milwaukee in the second round.
I agree.
I'd rather match up against Boston. We're 3-1 against them. Than
you're still going to wind up having to see them.
In the Eastern Conference Finals.
But you won't get the Bucks until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
So if they finish 5, they play in Miami, then they play in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather take 6, let Indiana
pass. I'm right there with you. I saw you post that last night.
It sounds like a loser thing. It's not, because Milwaukee is...
Well, the Sixers are very well-versed in tanking. So.
Who's 7? How close are they behind us? Because I know...
Indiana right now is technically 5.
Well, they're 5. Yeah. But 7 can't get to us? Okay.
Everybody, that concludes our segment, Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports. We're coming back with Get Tanked, Happy Half Hour. And we got an hour of Green Legion Radio. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. That was me not paying attention, and I'm sure I'll hear shit about that, which I'm fine with.
Way to go, Idaho.
Volume on the mic. There you go. Good volume. Sorry.
Come on,
sorry.
Dick Tracy.
Sorry. Thanks, Dick Tracy.
We've got a lot of big things in studio we're talking about right now.
Yes.
Even though our studio is the, I don't know, this room is kind of awesome.
It's the Londonbury.
The Londonbury.
This place is trash.
It's the annex.
It's trash.
It's annex.
How did Abby get you down here? How did she get you out of your room?
Well, she is great with all the stuff. My 40th birthday.
Yeah, what did she lie about?
Nah, she said, I was like, man, I'm going nuts. And on Tuesday or something, she said, well, how about on Thursday? I'll cancel my late appointment, and I'll come down, and I'll just walk you around. Like, there's, you know, the bike.
Captain Demps joining us.
I'll walk you around the bike path. And I'm like, that'd be great. So she came in tonight, and last time we did this before my surgery, she was like, we'll take the dog around. I'm like, oh, we're not taking the dog? She goes, I'll walk him, and then I'll just take you. And we're walking past here, and she goes, did you see what they did in here? I'm like, no, I haven't been moving around. And I guess Quimby here is with the thing blocking it. I didn't get what was going on. I was like, until we walked in, I was like, yeah!
Finally, some
Legion Radio.
You saw
family.
That I covered. Covered up the.
He put the tracer.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do. I thought he saw me, and I'm like, he can't process it that fast.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
like when you have a buddy you haven't seen in a little while, and then he turns up at a bar.
Yeah.
As a surprise, you're like,
where were you? The weird thing is he's been in his room for about a week, taking the pain medicine and stuff, and you probably took one a little bit before you came down there on the little walk. So that he's disoriented.
Oh, disoriented.
Yes, just a smidgen.
I'll get you minimally and disoriented. I'll get you guys straight before the end of the day.
I'm telling Quimby, I got to get reps in, man.
You gotta
get my reps.
You need the guidance. Take the coaching. Right. Take the coaching.
And Zach, your points are terrible. Your takes are trash. But I appreciate you coming all the way out of here from Jersey. I really appreciate that.
Wow, man, points.
No, I appreciate
trash.
You. Your opinions don't matter. But you're a good man.
Hey,
you're a good man.
First of all,
thanks, Dick Cheney.
Just for being a dick, man. I'll mute you for the rest of the show.
I love you, man. Your takes.
You guys
want to
go, honey?
On my previous video. My wife just said, "Shut up, Diaz." Hey, you want to read it?
No, he's like that.
She commented on my live feed.
What up, Rage?
Shut up, Diaz.
Hey,
you went over to PA now. All right,
it's all right. We're gonna get Champ in here to set your ass straight.
Did we cut that for a drop yet?
Little Hinky, Little Hinky said earlier to shut up, Diaz. You call Little Hinky?
Oh my man,
Jerry is Jerry or Jerry Perma?
All right. Well, we're getting tanked right now. What's up, big dog?
Yeah, Chili, you know how we do. Start.
How you feel?
Max, now relaxing, Cody.
Yo, cripple.
Yo, cripple.
Man,
cripple fight.
You're becoming the object of ridicule. You know that.
God. I know. Well, it all started with your goddamn nephew burning me up. I'll never live.
Finally, you finally admitted.
That's awesome.
No, but,
shut up, Diaz.
So you know, when Miss Max. we was wondering why you didn't post that actual part of the show. He never posted that part of the show online.
Yeah, he never posted that show when he was promoting the putting out the links for the show. He never put that one out there.
Diaz didn't.
No, he didn't. But he tried to downplay it like it really didn't matter.
Do you post each podcast recording
if I want to?
That's good. All right, hold on. You're fired. Oh, that's awesome.
I always do for Chickies a Piece because we like them. We love
except that episode.
Yeah,
except that episode. not that episode. Yeah. We love our girl Taylor down there.
Yes, we do.
Taylor, yeah. Now, here on Get Tank.
Austin Tracy, what's up, brother? Good friends down at the down in Avalon.
Oh, cool. So
yeah.
I got to get back down there for some reason.
Anyway, all right. So
let's get it started.
Yeah,
like
let's get it going here because we're going to wind up talking for.
Yeah, we don't want to talk too long.
We don't
talk long, but we want to go over.
Are you kidding me? We had to listen to these two fuckers for last 35, 40 minutes.
Now, you're welcome.
Now it's time.
Welcome to wisdom.
Now. Let's talk a little. Let's talk a little Phillies.
Yeah, Phillies. Yeah.
All right. By the way, holy shit!
Yes.
No, I gotta say, and I know Diaz has had a lot to do with this.
Right.
We sold out. All right. I have not purchased 200 home game, home opener tickets in forever.
Right.
I've purchased at most 150, and I've usually had to dump.
That's right.
About 50 or 60.
Right.
I was just thinking, you know.
Is that including last year?
Huh?
Yeah, last year was small.
Last year was small.
Yeah. This year's tailgate is more.
We are
than
already,
last year.
Yeah. Besides the comps that I have,
right?
We're at 267. I have over 15 comps. We're over 280 right now on the tailgate. By the way, our good friends Justin and Michael over at Xfinity.
Woo!
We have. Okay, so this is good stuff. Looking this good. Is good stuff.
Good
Forget
things.
Tank, Green Legion, everything.
Good things.
Mazel.
Mazel, good things.
Get
Tank Happy Hour.
So the turf field is gone.
Yeah.
We all know that. They are creating a gamer facility.
First one in the nation, right?
I think so,
Fusion Arena or whatever.
2,000 or 3,000 people.
Just for you to watch someone play video games.
It's huge business right now, dude.
It's probably
3,500.
3,500? Yeah,
3,500. Really?
Do you know that video games make more money than movies do now?
Yeah.
Video games make
Tank,
more
can you
money
throw me
movies.
A Miller Lite?
Oh, sure.
All right. So now our turf field is gone. That was our home for the last 5 years.
Right.
I love the turf field, man. I'm not going to lie. Not thanks, Chris. It was hot in the summer, cold in the winter.
Right.
But it was our billboard.
Yeah. And then too, it was close to the park.
Everybody that walked into Xfinity, could see what the fuck is going on here.
Part right. of time.
But now we're at the corner of Broad or Patterson and 11th.
Mm.
All right. Because Xfinity has given us 1100 social for the entire season.
Awesome sauce.
Ballin'.
And we also, like last year, we had Victory.
Right.
And that area over there when it got crowded.
Right.
Well, now we can have the inside of 1100 social as well.
And the bathroom.
And the bathroom.
Abracadabra.
Which means we can take up to 800 people a tailgate.
Clutch.
Huge.
Yeah. Now, you like the turf field, and the turf field was fun. There was no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it would be September, and there's rain, potential 30% chance of rain. Hey, are we going over to 1100 social? Hey, we're going to 1100 social.
Yep.
You have the cover. You have the fire pit. You have the bar right there. It's a perfect spot for tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I think 1100
social. Well, I think actually, now that this is our permanent home, we've discussed new menu items.
Right.
Every tailgate is going to have beef brisket.
Oh, delicious.
Whether that's the brunch or the... delicious.
I thought House was already at the line.
I know, right?
Delicious.
And the best part is Xfinity is buying us a huge smoker, and it's going to be prepared outside with the sights, the scents, the smells.
Ooh.
Right where that little stone area is next to the patio.
Awesome.
Where we put the tent sometimes.
Yep, where we put the tent sometimes. That's the new smoker area.
Yeah.
So the beef brisket will be prepared at the smoker, will be carved right there, and then moved over to the catering station.
That is awesome.
Fucking great, right?
That is awesome.
You mean that's awesome.
Awesome sauce.
Yes.
As I do propose.
And we're going to start it at the... home opener tailgate with the Phillies.
Oh, nice. Wow. That's something to promote.
I just want to add one thing. Thick cut maple bacon. You put on the smoker when soon as it starts so I can wrap my brisket in bacon.
Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Get tanked. Baby, I noticed you're wearing your red sunglasses today.
Yeah.
I noticed you're wearing your Class A dress uniform for your appearance in court today.
Yeah, you know, good thing.
As are you.
I'm living the dream.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Come on. I noticed you're wearing your Class A dress uniform for your appearance in court today.
A few good men.
As are you.
A few good men.
That a boy. Way to get it. I also noticed that you're wearing a Phillies hat.
Yes.
Are you excited about the Phillies season?
Yes, sir. You know, it's one main reason why I'm excited about the Phillies season. And I tell people this story all the time. About when I first met Joe Girardi. I've told you this story before. As I was coming in when I was working for WIP. I was going to the Noah Care broadcast.
Be a VIP, not a WIP.
So I was going
in. Greenlegion.com.
Greenlegion.com. Good things. Mazel. I saw Joe Girardi coming in a suit and tie. Now, seeing him coming in a suit and tie, we weren't doing that good at the time with the Phillies. So I'm like, are you coming in for the interview? I was as giddy. He's like, he starts laughing, and he was cracking up. He's like, no, I work for Fox. I was like, okay. So then I got a chance to talk to him. He's a good – I feel like he's a good guy. I feel like he's going to do what some of the other coaches in this city need to do. Hold people accountable. That's what, if you want to know what the...
Whoop some ass.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what the Flyers got now? They got a coach who's not afraid to hold people accountable. But that's what the Sixers need. We need somebody that's going to hold motherfuckers accountable.
Listen, at this point, the way it's going, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah. And it's you have to look at the things that's going on. When the kids are looking at him as he's trying to give instructions, when he's trying to give instructions...
Volume.
And they're just... Like waving their hands at him, like get the hell on. He's become their friend. He's been here through the rebuild, but he has no weight. He has no weight at all.
The one thing I want to see out of Girardi and the Phillies in general. I'm excited. Who doesn't love baseball? It's the sound of summer.
Yes.
It's great. You can check it. If you check out one day, you feel like you haven't missed
it's
the whole
6 months, it's and great. You get it every day.
It's a slow
every day.
Burn.
6 months.
It's a slow awesome. Burn. But I talked about this with Saka, I think at least, but You know, we're saying, what's our prediction from this year to last
prediction.
Year?
Predictions.
Pain.
Let's say, you know, everyone's somewhere... Clever Lang. Seems to be on the most positive side, somewhere up close to 89, 90, and then right. on the negative, somewhere 83, 84.
Right.
And the one thing for me, and I'm at a point of I'm in a position of weakness here, right. talking about the Sixers with Brett Brown, right. but I think we focus so much on coaching here and manager, and everyone hated Kapler and his managing last year.
He sucked.
I get you.
Well, no, but how do you feel about Rocky Balboa being trained by the late Apollo Creed? Apollo who? You talk about that old fool Apollo Creed, one has been teaching another has been nothing. Problem with Apollo lately, he's been running off at the mouth, and when I see him, I'm going to close it. Ain't going to be no quick knockdown this time. I'm going to crucify him. I'm going to torture him real bad.
Hey, great. Woman.
Hey, great. Woman. Hey, woman.
You want to spend the night with a real man?
So what I'm saying is, what I mean by yeah. by this long okay. intro,
this long dissertation,
is,
give it to me.
I think Wheeler, if healthy, is okay. a plus four wins, okay. plus four.
Okay.
And if Kapler is that terrible and Girardi's that better, 5-6, like they should be at 90 wins.
Yeah. This
right?
is what, to what
90
to
93
to
wins.
To what you're saying, you are correct, because a lot of stuff you're speaking of is the things that Kapler didn't do. I don't think Joe Girardi's going to sacrifice.
Hey, woman. Listen here.
He's not going to sacrifice the entire game just to bring a pitcher in or just to get like one crummy run, especially if his pitcher's doing well. It's like you have to know your players, and I feel like that's what Kapler lost it because he was just going by the numbers instead of being an actual coach.
Kapler never
but,
had it.
But, should, no. but shouldn't the expectations be higher then, considering the expectations we've upgraded the higher. Starting pitching
yeah.
and
yeah,
we've upgrading the coaching? Why are we settling around or
it's not
predicting
settling.
For 84 to 86 wins?
It's not,
Captain Demps. Why don't you bring your pretty little self to my apartment later on?
Well, not
tonight,
settling.
I'll show
not
you
settling.
A real
not
man.
No. But why are no. we thinking that they're only going to be four or five games better?
Listen, what you have to look at is the Phillies playing the toughest division in all of baseball.
Right.
Okay. The Atlanta Braves won the division last
Hold
year.
Hold on real fast. I'd like to welcome to the program.
Who's that?
Watching right now from Houston, Texas.
Who's that?
Mr. Josh Innes.
Ah, Josh. What's that?
What's up,
big,
Josh?
What's up, big dog?
Josh, we got bigger and better things happening. By the way, that SpongeBob SquarePants idea
yeah.
of yours
Thank you.
Is fantastic.
Thank you.
We're going to make that announcement tonight.
Yes.
Not on the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports, I hope.
Yeah, Big Dog Unleashed.
We already did that.
We already did it. That was the first one.
That was
just so you know, there is going to be a benefit with Green Legion Radio and the Philadelphia Boys and Girls Clubs on May 22nd as we reserve two theaters at the AMC Broad Street 7.
Correct.
And we have 160, excuse me, kids per night, or two showings.
Two showings.
320 kids and their guardians
yep.
all get to see the brand new SpongeBob SquarePants movie on Hollis.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Who lives in the pineapple?
I saw you asking about that. I was like, wow, I don't know what's going on. That's awesome,
yep.
Hollis.
And Hollis will be all SpongeBob SquarePantsed up,
you
taking
know.
Photos with every kid.
Yes.
And autographs for every kid.
Yep.
And each kid that comes in obviously gets a movie pass
yes.
and a soda and a popcorn and a candy.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
So
great job, Hollis.
That's awesome, Hollis.
You have to get back the kids.
And that's actually, in all fairness, that's all Josh Innes' idea.
That was
great job, Josh.
So,
Josh. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you. Love you, man. Thanks.
All about the kids.
Yeah, that's my guy. He was I was watching this show online, and him and Jilly, they were talking about the guy from the Astros who said he didn't know that the cheating stuff was going on. Do you believe him?
No.
No.
Do you believe him?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I think it's common.
Why are you in the trash can? You don't think somebody's eventually going to ask that?
The funny part was Josh was
like, I think somebody eventually is going to ask fucking
yeah.
Altuve,
yeah.
the goddamn Hobbit,
yeah.
how he knows how to hit a home run every single time it's needed?
Listen, don't knock Altuve. He won me a 2014 fantasy baseball championship.
Gay.
So.
What the hell?
Yeah, because I was watching. That was when Josh was talking about that. He's like, you have to be some type of yutz or idiot if to not
you know,
even know.
I know you're gay. You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
Thanks. Way to go. You just chose one vagina for the rest of your life.
Smart. Real smart.
Real
good
smart.
Job, Frank.
Good job. Don't start with me.
All right, so we're talking about Phillies,
yeah,
right?
Sort of, actually trying to enjoy our time with our following and our friends and our family.
We're back.
We are back. We're back hard. We're coming back in a big way, everybody. And there's somebody I have to thank for it, but I'm not allowed to talk about it on air. We all know who it is, yeah. We love you for everything that you've done and are doing for us, and can't thank you enough. So while we're on the topic of Phillies,
right,
Zach,
yes sir,
why don't you give us your dissertation of what you think? So
I want to add to what you said to him, so he could just elaborate on it. Basically, I would like you've been looking at spring training, right?
Absolutely.
And so I want you to elaborate on what we should be in store for, what we should be looking for.
There should be a new segment called Sack Stats.
We had that.
We did need an intro. No, a new song. Let's go some Sack Stats.
Oh. Can we get mumble rap?
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna go. No. I'm not gonna go full on.
You don't have to go full board.
Big picture.
I'm not gonna go full on prediction because I want to save that for later.
No. I don't want
prediction.
Because I was gonna put together my whole entire thing.
I just want you to hit some high points.
Prediction.
This is my high points.
I think Bryce Harper finishes top five in MVP voting this year.
Woo! That's bold. That's
top five. Top five.
Wow.
Listen, he's coming in this year. His wife's not pregnant anymore.
Right.
He's been here a year.
Right.
He's comfortable with the city. He knows his surroundings. He's getting a full spring in. He's going to have guys that hopefully you're going to be on base in front of. You're going to be on base in front of him,
right?
And we all know what the stats were last year when Bryce Harper came up, and there was runners on base in scoring position, especially. Bryce Harper's going to have a great year, guys.
Sack stats. Bang!
I think the Phillies. With the top two in their rotation, which is better than anything the Phillies had at the top of the rotation outside of 2011,
right,
for the most part for a full season with having Nola and Wheeler, this is probably the best 1-2 punch that they've had in a while. And like I said, outside of 2011.
Do you think the pitcher coach, what kind of
Brian Price. How you plan to fight Balboa? What's your strategy?
Don't need any. Balboa is so predictable and stupid, the man comes straight ahead. He's tailor-made for me, and he's going to get hurt.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Brian Price.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the pitching coach.
Brian Price might be the most important part of this team this season.
Okay. Who?
Brian Price.
Pitching coach.
Yeah, because you remember last year we had the guy Young, yeah. And he was he sucked.
Well, Young was
everything we had last year sucked
totally,
and not in the way you want to get sucked.
I know.
Young was a numbers guru guy. He thought he knew everything about anything. He tried making pitchers that didn't know that he was trying to create pitchers into what they really weren't supposed to be.
Right.
Brian Price is letting these guys pitch and letting them pitch to their strengths. I'm not saying that you're going to get Jake Arrieta
right.
From 5 years ago.
Correct.
But he may be more effective, hopefully without that bone spur in his elbow.
Matt Edgar just said Arrieta comes back big.
I don't know how big. If Arrieta can give you 12 to 13 wins and a 3.8 ERA, you'll take it all day long.
I would.
Especially out
what
of
makes this, you think you're going to get that from him?
That's what I'm saying, though. Listen, first of all, let's
okay, so let's talk about what we have.
Sure thing.
Okay. All right.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
All right. The next coming of Cole Hamels with wavy hair.
Right.
Wheeler. Arrieta. Now, no. What else in your starting rotation?
Well, you have Nola and Wheeler.
I said Nola.
Yeah, Nola Wheeler.
Nola is your second coming of Cole Hamels.
I was just saying.
With wavy
those,
hair.
Nola and Wheeler are probably the best 1-2 punch that you've had at the top of your rotation at the start of a season and outside of 2011 in years.
Right.
Years.
Because, so you feel that good about Wheeler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Electric stuff. He can hit 98, 99 consistently. And he hits those numbers late in the game. He doesn't fade away.
All right, you feel good with Arrieta at three.
If you can get 12 to 13 wins with a 3.8 ERA out of him this year,
and Arrieta's your third.
He's your third as of right now.
Okay, now what's happening with the rest of the slop?
Right. Zach Eflin will be your four. He pitched really well.
Lurch.
he's a decent four.
Yeah, but his last nine starts later, he pitched really well because he was pitching. He looked at Chris Young and pretty much said, "Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch to my,
my
strengths."
God.
And he pitched well his last nine starts.
Right.
So if Zach Eflin's pitching that way again this year. But you got to do it for a full year. Last year, remember, he had a heavy body.
Is Velasquez still here?
Velasquez, Pivetta, and Ranger Suarez are competing for the fifth spot right now.
They should be competing for the bullpen.
That's the thing, because the other two that lose out will go straight to the bullpen, which you're getting back this year.
I'd rather see Velasquez in the bullpen.
Yeah, me too.
And you're getting Girardi said today that Neris will be his closer,
okay.
And you're getting Sir Anthony Dominguez back this year.
Now, so let's see over under of position players pitching this year.
What's that?
The over under of position players pitching this year.
I want to know how often we're going to have Roman.
I know Roman
pitching.
Gosh, I'd set it at 2.5 because Girardi's not going to do that bullshit that Kaplan did.
It was kind of rhetorical. Yeah. I want you to just be.
Saying that it's not going to happen. I don't want to say it's not going to happen.
Just say good grief.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Just say it's not going to happen as many times as
it's
did.
Definitely not going to happen as many times. Kapler, listen. I'm one of those guys, I like to believe in somebody until they prove me otherwise. Kapler, I wanted him fired after his first week on the job.
First day.
My favorite Chris Sack line on this show of all time. Yeah, and we got a coach that leads the league in ass slaps.
Big time.
I couldn't stand it when he pulled Nola opening day in 2018 after 65 freaking pitches. He pulls him out after that game. They blow that game in the ninth. And then the very next day, he goes to the bullpen and signals for nobody that's friggin' warming up.
Oh, my God.
So I remember the following week, you know, is opening day. It's in Philly. And I haven't missed an opening day since, gosh, I couldn't tell you the last one I missed. But I go to opening day, and my dad is sitting there, he's like, Chris, he's like, when they announce Kapler, are you going to boo him? I was like, absolutely. He's like, why would you boo? I was like, why the frig not? I was like, I'm going
to
let him know.
You can say fuck here. You know that, right?
This is a good time to have you.
I try to keep it professional.
Yeah, we're not on the gambling. Yeah, you know, just yet.
Exactly.
Get it out. Get it out now.
Get it out now.
I'm not doing it right now. I'm gonna boo the hell out of this guy for what he did last week. I was never sold on coconut oil, Captain Coconut Oil. I never will be.
Have you met Hollis?
I'm going to make this prediction.
His apartment smells like a black guy.
Yes,
you guys want a prediction.
Coconut oil.
You guys want a prediction from me tonight? I will give you one prediction because I'm working on the rest of my standings and my predictions and my awards for the season. I'm not going to divulge that for another few weeks. Okay. I will make this prediction right now. Chip Kelly got fired from the Philadelphia Eagles, and where did he go after he left here?
San Francisco.
How long did he last in San Francisco?
One year.
Gabe Kapler will be fired after this season, if not during the season, because his players can't stand him. He is a piece of crap. He will get fired. He is a phony and a fraud, and I can't wait until he gets fired. And if I were a betting man, which in some ways I am, I would bet it right now as a prop bet he will get fired this season.
Well, let me.
1 year with the Giants.
I haven't said anything, but I have. Have you heard Chris Sack be more solid and convincing and passionate about any opinion about the Flyers, the Sixers, the Eagles?
I've heard him drill the Sixers a few times in you.
Like that?
Yeah,
oh my God!
Trust me.
Kapler is.
If that is a prospect, I will put my money on it, guaranteed, and I will show you guys the receipt.
Everybody, get Tech Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. There's all kinds of weird shit going on.
I know, you guys.
What the fuck are we doing?
Eardrums!
You talk about Mike.
I'm clapping like that thing you do when they're recording in the church. Sack is smashing the table. Hollis is hitting himself over the head with his iPad, which he just had his cognitive neuroscience evaluation, so we already know he's pumping the head.
Slightly.
Mazel.
And then we have the gimp over there.
And then we have the gimp.
Yo, I'm doing wheelies over here. Look at this shit.
Yeah, stop. That's the last thing I need to hear when you get fucked up again and your wife comes down and blames me because I brought a cooler full of alcohol.
Are you wearing a diaper in that thing?
No, I can take a shit. Actually,
please don't.
Taking a shit is like the easiest. It's funny. It really is the sitting in a chair.
Yeah, that's because you have stool softeners right now in your medication.
No, I don't, man.
What do you think an opioid is?
Yeah, but I don't. I've stopped taking opioids on Saturday.
Sure you did.
Yeah, man.
I stopped taking opioids about an hour ago.
It's really easy because I could spread out, but like chairs and shit.
Well, if you're taking a shit, you have to spread out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we just got through Ice to Shorts Winter Sports. Yes. Get tanked, happy hour. We're all Green Legion Radio right now. And what does that mean, Hollis?
Awesome sauce.
And?
Eagles. Bad go boy. Birds.
Let's go, birds.
Go Birds.
Hollis and I talked about this before the show tonight and stuff that we wanted to talk about.
Right.
Free agency's coming up.
Right.
All right. Yes. Howard Eskin releases a story this week about
Howard.
Look at the source.
Whatever. No. You know what? No. Hold on a second.
I understand what you're saying, but look at the
I'm
source.
I'm not going to lie.
Wendy's has breakfast.
Howard, I have mad respect for Howard. I don't know about the rest of the line.
Howard doesn't trust the process. He's dead to me.
Well, not even trusting the process. It was a guy who had this story, and they were talking about the guys who he got the information from, talking about Wentz, and then Wentz said that it was true. Howard still could not take it that he didn't come up with the story, and he still didn't believe the guy was still trying to pull some crap.
Anyway.
But I think Quimby is just inciting that his time would have been better off if he jerked off over those years.
Yeah, 100%. So we got free agency coming up.
Yes.
All right. Going to put everybody here on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what their two biggest moves are.
Aish.
Right?
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I'll give you guys a moment to think.
Please. I already know.
All right. You already know I'm saying they're packaging Dillard and Jeffries.
Yeah.
To get rid of that salary cap because it's a $28 million dead hit.
Yep.
Huge.
Big time.
For a guy who has had a problem catching passes over the last 2 years and a left tackle that they wasted assets on to move up. Dillard will not be here.
That's unfair. That is unfair.
Jeffrey will not be here.
I agree. Jeffrey shouldn't be here.
And not a signing, but a biggest move.
Right.
Peters will also not be here.
Yeah, he's already.
They already announced
him amicably.
Yeah.
Today.
I posted that today. Your social media director.
Oh, I didn't even know.
The thing is, though, is they're letting him test free agency. It doesn't mean that he can't come back.
Yeah. Right.
They have a number that they want to stick to.
Yeah.
We have a number we want to stick to. Zero. It's called 6'8", 345 pounds.
Of pure fury.
Okay.
Jordan Mulata. And I will hold on before you say something. I will tell you this.
I was right.
Okay, you're
on
right.
The first one.
You're right.
I didn't even know. Okay, hold on. Let me give you another one.
Okay.
Let me give you another one. Ready? Deshaun's not back either.
That's a lot of money on dead cap.
Not when you trade.
Not with a trade. Not
talking about cutting his ass. Talking about trading.
Yeah, but
dish that shit off to another fucking organization.
Even if you trade, though, you still have to factor in that you're probably going to be eating dead money. Yeah. Last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers traded Antonio Brown to the Raiders, and they ate $18 million in dead cap. So even if you trade Alshon and you trade Deshaun, you are going to have to eat some dead cap. That's going
to... All you have to eat is
Deshaun's back.
Deshaun may be back, but that's one that this is either here than there because he didn't play last year, and he wasn't part of a problem. And not only that, to what he was saying, we need... cornerbacks. We need cornerbacks and we need a fucking middle linebacker. Excuse the language, but we need a middle linebacker.
Atta boy.
Like nobody's business.
We also need some volume out of you.
You can't hear me?
No. I want you to penetrate, baby.
I can hear you, baby.
You want to hear the penetration?
I want you. All right. If this is your microphone head,
okay.
I want you to talk to it here.
Oh, okay. Well, as I was saying,
Howells isn't used to being from that position.
He'll get over it.
I don't know about that. But as I was saying, I feel like we need to show up the defense. Everybody keeps talking about going after receivers in the draft and going after this in the draft. We need to get some cornerbacks in here so we can get the ball back to our offense sometimes when we're on third down and long. It's like, and everybody keeps talking about our defense coordinator. He's making a call. He's making a call so the guys on the field need to make a damn play. You have to make a play. Players make plays. It don't matter what he calls out there. If he calls man to man, hold on to your man for longer than 2 seconds. Don't get beat on a double move. Don't get beat running across the field because you chose to look in the backfield.
There is nothing Hollis can do to look past the Minnesota game from last year.
Sure in the hell can't. Poor dude. But it happened more than that, though.
You know what?
That's the thing.
You know what I heard on the radio the other day?
What's that?
Somebody wants to still see more of Rasul Douglas. Like, if you didn't see enough of him in Vikings game last year, I don't know what the hell to tell you.
And the thing is, if I want to see more of Rasul Douglas, move his ass to safety. He's a good. He hits well.
I actually like that.
Exactly. I would rather move him to safety mainly because he would be that type of safety that you could have that could actually sometimes come down and cover down on a man where you have.
Well, he's got a wingspan of like 7 fucking feet. He's like a goddamn condor
exactly.
out there.
And the thing is when you run a max blitz, you're gonna need your safeties to come down and cover open sometime and do a 3-step drop.
Okay, so wait a second. Did you step up though and say what you wanted in
your two?
What are your two?
My two are a cornerback and a linebacker.
Okay.
Middle linebacker.
Be fucking specific.
Is that specific? I would rather draft somebody. I do not want any fucking Cowboys here.
You do not want $18 million.
You don't want his name?
I don't want Jones here.
They all fail.
Thank
here.
You.
I don't want that shit here. How many times has a Cowboy come here and succeeded?
Well, not even that. It's just. Is he an $18 million guy?
Two interceptions.
All right, hold on.
Two interceptions in his career.
Here we go, and this gets right down to it.
Right.
I actually can't believe they're even considering that.
Exactly.
Because of three names.
Vernon Maxwell. I mean, not Vernon Maxwell.
No, Byron Maxwell.
Namdi Asamoah. Asante Samuel.
Yeah. Kerry Williams.
At least he didn't get paid that much.
Well, no, he did.
He was shopping for sconces, man. Sconces.
3 years,
we could talk about Rogers Cromartie.
Oh God. That was a mistake.
Yeah, well, he was a part of the Cobb trade.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Quimby, you said a whole lot in your things, but you never if Peters isn't here and we trade Dillard to get rid of Jeffries.
I told you what we wanted.
Who would be our left tackle?
Lane Johnson moves over to his natural position.
Lane Johnson is an all-pro right tackle. He's on the Hall of Fame.
And Lane Johnson's original position is the blind side.
Yeah. He was drafted in 2013. He's got 8 years.
Hollis.
I would play Jordan at that position.
I would move Lane over so you don't have to explain.
Okay.
And then you have Jordan play the right tackle position.
Jordan has had no experience in professional games.
That would be disaster. I don't think it would be disaster. I was going to say is...
How is it disastrous?
The one thing that I don't think it's disastrous because it's a stout guy.
Well, first off, the news today that the Eagles, and it was very polite and professional and appropriate that the Eagles were.
That they didn't say, hey, Jason, you're old and you had a fucking false start penalty every game that you started.
And you were on skates all season.
Yeah. Skates.
That's you hoping that your guests at every road game is going to have a good
time.
Am
I right?
Yeah.
Am I right about everything I just said?
No, he was better this past year than he was in 2018.
What?
He was better in 2019 than he was in 2018.
Because he was on the fucking field. What, are you kidding me? Peters was terrible.
Hold up for a second.
He has a great colored beard, though.
It is awesome.
And a great nickname. Oh, yeah. The Bodyguard
is awesome. So, listen.
I think he's a sweetheart, dude. No.
Listen, they
and bye.
I hear you. All right, I hear you, and I am looking forward to Dillard showing up and playing.
I don't think Dillard's going to be here though.
Dillard will be here.
He will be here, and this is why you invest. Howie, you put your name on the line. You trade up for the guy. He's got to play.
He played three games last year.
Hold on,
Hollis.
What's up? What do you know about Dillard?
He's a big puddin'.
That's what they're saying. They're saying he's like a Fultz guy.
He's soft. He's up in his head.
He's soft. He cried a couple times after practice.
He's just in touch with his emotions. The main reason
why I feel the way I feel is because I don't think they would even make these moves if the stout guy, Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, if he wasn't comfortable with Jordan Mulatto. A lot of people don't realize, I'm not even going to say it, but he got hurt last year.
Oh, yeah. He was drinking with us. He was the man.
He wasn't hurt. No. He even admitted he wasn't hurt.
Well, that's what they do.
Sorry about that. No, it was the bye week. It was the bye week. He was our guest on the bye week.
Guess what? No. Jordan's back is fine, everybody. Yeah. Guess what? You heard it here first. Green Legion Radio. Jordan Mailata's back is fine. It was fine last year. They drummed up this fucking injury. So they could put him on IR and not waste a roster spot because he wasn't fucking ready.
And also it gives him an opportunity to make sure that he learns the position a little bit more. Now they entrust the offensive line with Stoutland because he's a great teacher. I've been to some practices. He has a great rapport with the guys and the teaching. And we get Brandon Brooks. I just saw Brandon Brooks the other day. He looks awesome.
So are you saying
is he still afraid?
No, he's that. I don't play with that.
Yeah, which is totally not cool. Totally not cool. You mute yourself off that one.
Diaz.
That's not cool.
Give me your two.
My two is this. Mm-hmm. My two is I'm going after Ngakoue or
Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'd trade for that guy. Get a.
Are you talking about the DN?
Yeah, the DN. Get him. And
are you giving up on Derek?
No, we just need two. We need more. We need three.
He's looking at rotation.
Yeah.
He's looking at rotation.
Is this guy coming in expecting to make
money?
Starter money?
Well, he's franchise.
Because if he is, you're talking about a $20 million player, and that means Derek Barnett's going to be in the back seat.
Yeah, but you can also Barnett only has one more year left unless you take his fifth year option after.
Everything that I'm saying just suggests
his money.
If that's what you're doing, you're not sold on Barnett.
I'm just saying Brandon Graham. I love Brandon Graham.
Hey, everybody, chill the fuck out.
To what you're saying, Diaz. You want to bring healthy competition in because you want to see how Barnett reacts when you bring somebody else in to take his motherfucking job. Now,
a year before he becomes a free agent?
Yeah.
Well, he could.
But at the same time, you could cut.
It doesn't do you any good. Because if he actually steps up, you can't afford both players.
Hold up for a second. You're trying to get rid of – you just said you're going to get rid of, like, a whole side of a line. What Howie had said this year.
No, I didn't. I said I'm getting rid of Alshon Jeffrey and Dillard.
Yeah, but you don't.
That's
even know
not the whole side of a fucking line, you jackass.
There's something that we need, right? There's something we need youth, right? We need youth. We're old.
We need
old
attitude.
Team. Okay, attitude. But we need youth.
And we need cap space.
Old, expensive guys, and we need younger guys. So Andre Dillard is a young, cheaper guy. cheaper.
But he's a pudding, though.
Yeah, that's what you say.
When he gets on the field this year, and he's worse than Peters, and Carson goes down.
Like a ton of bricks.
I will remember this particular moment.
There's a couple things we have to put caveats onto that. Is he worse than Peters? Jason Peters?
When
this thing came out this year.
He is.
He's god awful.
Hold up. When the announcement came out today by the Eagles that they mutually agreed, I was like, oh shit. Should I announce that the Green Legion is going to be at Canton 5 years from now? Because we will, whenever Jason Peters retires, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's not first ballot.
He's not first ballot.
He's not even close to first ballot.
If Dawkins wasn't first ballot, he's not first ballot.
I will let you know.
He's third or fourth ballot.
I know, but
he's a left tackle. That was safety.
And exactly.
Left tackle is a premium position.
Right, let's get Diaz's second.
Over safety?
I want Diaz's second. Let's get Diaz's second here.
And this is where it's going. I thought I was getting the heat before.
TTP, huh?
Diaz wants a new punter. No.
I would sign Cooper
or Robbie Anderson.
Ooh. Who?
Amari Cooper, Robbie
okay.
Anderson.
I get to not Anderson.
Not either Anderson. One of them. It matters what
I,
what
I know.
I would
I,
go
I
up to the defensive end first.
I know what your opinions are.
And Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, we need the
Robbie Anderson.
We need cornerbacks for sure. But
out of the Jets, Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, man, we just speed.
Speed. Yeah. I mean, everybody keeps throwing everything at the offense. Eventually, you're gonna have to play some fucking defense.
See, here's
it, well, hold on. So, because our corners can't run a fucking 4-5 and going against 4-3 receivers.
That's
the shit we've been dealing with. You know why our offense can't get started? Because we on the field too long as a defense, because we can't get off the damn field on third and long. Because we have DBs that run 4-5s.
I hear you, but I'm just thinking, I think Malik Jackson might come back this year.
Yeah, I think he's coming back too.
Of course he's coming back.
Right, so like, so what I'm saying, the pressure, I'm thinking the pressure will be
back. Yeah, he's coming back.
The pressure will be tougher.
No, it doesn't matter what kind of pressure you give. If
I don't want to spend $18 million on Byron Jones.
Excuse me.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
I don't know.
I don't want to spend $18 million a year on that Dallas cornerback.
How about?
Yeah. Hey, I'm in agreement with you.
I'm right there with you.
I'm in agreement with you.
Sit here and start talking about Jason Peters as the next coming of Canton Christ, you're out of your fucking mind.
He's a surefire Hall of Famer. If it's not the first year, it's the second year, like Brian Dawkins.
It's not going to be the second year. It's not going to be the third year.
We will be there.
No, we won't. Hey, nobody's going to go for Jason Peters.
Hey, Chris.
We'll barely have anybody go for Harold Carmichael.
That is terrible.
I was just, Chris, I just wanted to...
Poor business right over here.
He's getting drunk.
For some reason...
I've drank in 3 weeks.
Yes.
For some reason, I want to take these guys hunting.
You want to take them hunting?
Yeah, I'm Dick Cheney. Let's go hunting.
All right, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm Dick Cheney. Good things. How about 19% and 18%?
I'm gonna keep mine simple.
Okay? Thank you, sir.
I'm gonna keep it as simple as possible. I want playmakers. I want guys on the
defense. No, be specific.
I'm talking in the secondary. I want guys that are gonna go get the ball and give it back to the offense. And exactly. I want guys on the offensive side of the ball.
What's the cornerback from Denver?
Which one? Case Keenum?
You're talking about no
corner.
Chris Harris.
Yeah,
but I like him, but I go ahead.
He's not going to be overly priced.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Well, and if he's $8 to $10 million a year, but I'm taking him.
Now see,
middle linebacker out of Green Bay.
I do like him. Also, it's another linebacker in Chicago too. I can't pronounce his last name, but he's a mauler.
All right.
Number 44, because he was a special teamer.
Sorry.
It's Chris. Okay. No, you guys don't have to apologize for anything.
Well, no. Go ahead. No, I got something else for you.
I want receivers that are going to catch the damn ball.
Thank you.
Ball.
Greg Ward.
GW.
No, I go into next year, and I want Greg Ward in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, I want them to draft or sign for guys that are going to challenge him for that spot. I don't want to just sit
here. Do you think we'll re-sign Nelson?
Hell no.
Those fighting words, boys.
That was a joke.
I know.
Okay. How about new?
But a sidebar outside of that, though, okay. I think a couple years ago, Avante Maddox was his rookie year.
Correct.
Okay, in 2018, he played his best when he was playing in that third safety role that Schwartz likes to play.
Right.
That Corey Graham position.
Right.
That to me is where Maddox belongs. He doesn't belong in the slot. He doesn't belong on the outside. That's why he looked lost towards the end of last year, especially after he got laid out.
Well, you know,
he got laid out by who's the guy from that played for the Vikings?
And Zendejo.
Zendejo.
Zendejo. Oh, God.
Listen, man.
That didn't end well.
Like, to me, I think we're talking about Rasul going back to safety.
Yeah.
I think to maximize the potential of Maddox, Max is a playmaker. But you put him in positions to make plays, that's where he belongs.
But the thing with what you're saying is he's also a decent corner at that position. There's only one reason why, because most of the guys at that position are going to be his size and his twitch. Now, he seemed out of place sometimes because he was playing with the fucking guys who were getting toasted on the edge all the time.
Was he playing the slot last year?
A little bit here and there.
Slot corner? Because I know when LeBlanc came back, when Strap came back, he was we have him again this year?
Right. Yeah,
you put him on that. Yeah. He's not coming back from a Liz Frank.
Right.
You put him there in the corner slot position,
yeah.
and you just let it happen.
Yeah, And it's also it's a couple of guys in the draft that I feel like we should go after. Every time we go out, we already went after a receiver in the first round. It's like come on, it's Operation Crapola. And the kid Diggs out of Alabama, he's a corner. I feel like we should go after Diggs and Fulton. And Fulton out of LSU.
Am I the only one, Hollis? I want to ask you about this because I've been thinking about this for the last week. The combine,
right?
What the hell is with the hype over this? Like Henry Ruggs,
I didn't get to go.
It sucks. Who the hell wants to watch a guy run a freaking 40? And then they want to sit there and they want to talk about Henry Ruggs. Okay. Mm. Okay. I don't even think Henry Ruggs was the best wide receiver on Alabama. I think Judy was.
Judy, yeah.
So, but now Ruggs is flying up because he can run the 4.28.
Yeah.
This is what boggles my mind. If you look at the top 10 wide receivers that ran in the combine over the course of history.
Baby, don't forget Buddy Ryan. Don't forget Buddy Ryan.
25 years ago.
Don't
Mike
forget
Lamola.
Buddy Ryan.
Tell me how.
Hold on. We're going to draft the best athletes and teach them how to play football.
Look at the top 10. John Ross. What the hell has he done? Darius Hayward Bay. Look at the top 10 wide receivers to run all time in the 40-yard dash. They suck. Give me a guy that can catch the damn ball.
I'm telling you guys, it's Rome.
Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson, remember? You remember Chris
Johnson?
Yes,
I love Chris Johnson. Yes.
Yeah. But to what you're saying,
does anybody think Tennessee goes back to the AFC?
Hell no. That team, no. They are shot to shit.
Not really.
No.
You don't like Mr. Henry?
I think they're going back, though.
Who's their quarterback?
I do, too.
I think they're going back.
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter. Did you see what they did? Dude, he threw the ball 9 times in the game. I watched it, put it this way. I watched a 2-minute drill comprised of nothing but the damn running back. Put it this way, when you watch that tape and you see how the people were getting out of his way when he was running, that there's a man. There's a man, Buddha.
That's a man, Buddha.
I know, Buddha. But I saw the other night because they're going to make a play for Tom Brady.
I don't give a damn.
Hold on. They're going to make it play for Tom Brady, but they also at the same time they have to massage the ego of Tannehill.
You want
to
know why?
When they lose out,
they don't need to massage Tannehill's ego. He has none.
Brady might go to the Niners.
I'll tell you exactly where Tom Brady's going.
The Raiders. I would love it.
Las Vegas Raiders.
He would be Wayne Newton. Yep. Him and Gruden in Vegas would be the greatest thing ever. Oh my god.
The weird thing about what
Tom
you said,
Brady will be in Las Vegas.
And guess who has a great experience with older quarterbacks?
Gruden.
Rich Gannon. And the weird thing is that I don't really care.
Diaz, add something. I'm uncomfortable when you're this quiet.
I'm a man in a wheelchair, damn it.
No, I'm listening to you guys going back and forth. Are we talking about Brady? Are we talking about the birds?
You're mostly talking about the birds, but Brady is
actually on my run sheet. But let's talk about this.
I'm going to answer because you're bringing a whole bunch of stuff in.
And I couldn't give a fuck about the combine.
No one cares.
You know what? The only thing that's funny about the combine is watching Tom Brady. Have you ever seen his combine clip?
No, if you saw his body, his pictures when he was
ridiculous.
Coming in.
I never got invited to the combine. Thanks.
I want to ask you a specific question.
I didn't get invited to the combine. Thanks.
No, Diaz, I want to ask you a specific question.
I'm going to go pee.
Big sexy.
As a Philadelphia Eagles fan, do you feel like this team is back to square one?
Well, based off Howie's comments, what he's looking at players in the free agency world is another window, that another 3-year window. They're looking for this year, next year, or 2020 to 2022.
Retooling. What's wrong?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was some sort of a truck or something
it's
like
outside.
That.
Was that a truck?
It's a truck outside.
Oh my god! I heard that in my head.
I saw the lights flash.
Anyway, Diaz is talking right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what are they going to do? I don't know what they're going to do. Please don't sign Byron Jones. I just don't think it's a great spending of money. But I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, bring out the gimp.
The game's sleeping.
Oh, nah, man.
Two and a half hours. I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
Anyway, go.
Now, you got to play the clip from Family Guy. I've been in a wheelchair for 25 minutes now.
The crazy thing is the Eagles have the third best odds in Vegas to win the NFC. I don't know.
Behind
what,
who?
Niners and Saints.
Well, I
don't know where it comes from. Am I so down on the birds?
Yes, you are.
There's a lot of there's safeties.
I'm down to the
burners. I mean, wide receivers. Thanks, like, we need a lot of shit.
No, we don't, Dick Cheney.
Oh my God, we have so many needs.
We do have some needs now.
All right, and one of them is blindside tackle.
I feel like it's just retooling.
Which, by the way, right now is the most important position we have to fulfill.
Kind of, sort of.
All right,
we just traded up three picks last year for the guy.
Big Pudding. Who is not the guy?
Pudding.
How do you know that?
He's not.
He played four games.
He's been hanging with Bill Cosby.
And
there's a reason why he played four games.
Because you know you don't give up on Peters.
Because he's soft.
That's
tender.
That's
Hollis.
He's tender.
Even our guy on the inside said he's soft.
That's not an appropriate answer in today's NFL.
In today's NFL, he's a pussy.
Yeah, okay.
Some people used to say that about the best guard in the league, Brandon Brooks. And it's not that.
Brooks has never been called a pussy.
Yes, he has.
He's been called a mental midget, but he's never been called a pussy.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm confusing.
There's a difference.
Terms.
When Brandon's on the field, he's angry.
And he destroys.
Right? Yeah. Andre is.
Tender.
Wait, what's the fucking movie reference I want here?
He broke my nose.
I don't know, but I bet it's from 1985.
I think he did it on purpose.
Anyway. All right, next question, because we're about to finish this thing.
Yeah, due to the graphic nature of these comments. Oh.
Eagles have the 22nd pick?
Yes.
21st.
Is it
21st?
22nd?
21st.
What do they do? Hollis, go.
Cornerback. Either you take Diggs or you take Fulton. I like Fulton out of LSU. He's speedy, and he's a great cover guy, and he's also a great run support, too.
Chris.
Wide receiver, but
what the fuck for?
But I don't want them to fall into the trend. If five wide receivers go before they even draft, at that point, I want them to go someplace else and take the best position available. Because I don't want you to just fall into trends. It's like fantasy football. When you sit there and you watch all the quarterbacks start going off the board, that means there's a better wide receiver running back there to take.
Get a damn DB.
And you just wait. So that's what I want them to do.
DB.
Wide receiver, best position, the DB. Best position
sorry,
available.
DB.
DS.
I would DB. Say they are either going to trade up for a wide receiver, and if they don't, they'll trade back and take a D tackle or something like that that we're not expecting.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
D tackles, man, they suck.
The Eagles, they love the D line.
They're not sexy or anything.
It helps you sleep easy.
I'm a sexy motherfucker right here.
I'm going to say this, and you don't expect it coming from me,
okay?
Because I'm negative Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, I got to tell you, my faith in Howie has not faltered.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
His draft record is not strong.
He built and got us a Super Bowl.
Not in the draft.
Yeah, he did.
I don't care. You're trading Andre Dillard.
Hold on. My turn.
He did, but to help you.
Shut up. My turn.
Go ahead. All right.
Guess what? He got us there. He got us Carson.
Yep.
He brought back Nick. He had Alshon Jeffrey there. Mm-hmm. Got us Corey Clement. These are all guys that let's not forget about the nastiest running back this team has seen in fucking years, which I still think they should have never let go.
Yeah.
LeGarrette. All right. He put that team together. Okay? I'm sorry. He's got a hall pass. And
this is year three post Super Bowl, though.
It is year three.
Who cares?
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Now let's break that down real fast. We're one Alshon Jeffrey catch.
Yep, away
from an NFC Championship game in L.A.
You still have to score a touchdown there, though.
Excuse me.
Because he catches it doesn't mean that they win the game. What if Nick throws an interception and his whole entire legacy here goes to shit?
I think if he catches that pass,
he dropped the ball.
It's possible.
It's part of football.
It's possible, but
what if we lost a week before? Because
hold the phone. Hold the fucking phone right now.
Double doink. It's like
exactly.
That's football. How long is Howie going to hall pass? 5 years.
So way 5 years and Super Bowl.
Wait a fucking minute. Hold on, 76er. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You need to shut up completely.
Seriously. First of all, you shut up. You're almost on shut up mode. Okay? Let's talk about that New Orleans playoff game right now.
Please.
We weren't even supposed to be in it.
You're damn right, because of double doink. We shouldn't even been there.
Mr. Dumas.
Fuck you guys.
You're on mic silence.
You're down.
Hollis is up. That's it.
What, Carson got hurt?
Excuse me. Your vagina got hurt. All right, we're not even supposed to be competing with New Orleans in New Orleans in that playoff game. We were supposed to get blown the fuck out.
Again, yes.
Blown out. Fact.
Yes.
Fact. We were not even supposed to be in that game. As a matter of fact, we could talk about the regular season game when we lost 41 to fucking 7 or 10 or whatever the fuck it was. We weren't even supposed to be in. What do you mean?
I had a ticket to that game.
No, I don't give a shit. We're not even supposed to be in that game. Mm-hmm. We're not even supposed to be in that game.
The playoff game, right? Yep.
Right?
Right.
And we were.
Yes.
And we had momentum. And a ball was thrown to the most reliable catcher in the league for years, and he dropped it.
Hold on.
Alshon Jeffrey did not drop passes up until 2 years ago.
Momentum was blown when we were up 14-0, and Nick Foles tries to throw a friggin' deep ball to Zach Ertz down the friggin' seam with Marshawn Lattimore on him, and he friggin' threw a pick. Yeah. That's where momentum was.
No!
How about the fake friggin' punt that everybody scored after that?
We scored.
No, we didn't. It was 14-0. You didn't score a point the rest of the game.
Hold on.
You did not score a point the rest of the game.
Hold on a second. How in the ever-loving fuck with you two as level-headed blokes
you're giving away too much
can
credit.
Say or argue this point. We're not supposed to be in that game. We weren't supposed to be in a game. Fact of the matter is, you two, you can shut up too. We weren't even supposed to be there.
Great.
And we're in a two-minute warning. And we're down in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have even been there. Had Alshon caught that pass, I don't know, man. You're right. It's all hypothetical. No. But I believe we put it in.
It's easy to believe that. Do you win the following week, though?
You shut up. The only person who has his hand raised here gets to talk.
The only reason he's talking is because he's in a wheelchair.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
thank you for taking a little pity on me. But the genius of Howie that year was because what he did is he traded third, fourth, fifth round picks for guys, veterans like Chris Long, Patrick Robinson, guys.
And it worked!
Hold up for a second. Yeah.
So
you stop.
Chris Long was a free agent.
I told him to come here. Hold up for a second. And listen, I don't remember.
House is off.
I don't remember every single transaction.
Turn it back on.
It's about time you had some volume.
All right, Diaz, go.
Listen, the trade sign. What I'm saying is the value of experienced vets was down, and Howie invested in that side, and then they won the Super Bowl that way because that was a great move, and then the whole league switches to that side. So Howie's got to find a new method, a new way of finding value on the seams. It's the last 2 years didn't do it, and the draft, especially now, we're an old team.
You sound like a dog with peanut butter on.
He's got to get young. He's got to get young, and Howie hasn't shown so far.
You sound like a dog with peanut butter on the roof of his mouth. Where's it from,
Chris?
Where's it from?
I don't know.
The dog with a peanut butter on the roof of his mouth. Quick, Chris.
I've got 2 points real fast, okay?
Peanut butter, roof of mouth?
One, let me get the first one out, okay, and then let me get the second.
Peanut butter roof and
okay? Number one, even if you win that Saints game, do you honestly think you're going to go to L.A.
yes,
and win without Fletcher Cox
goddamn
and Brandon
right,
Brooks?
Chris.
Fletcher
goddamn
Cox and Brandon
right,
Brooks. Fletcher Cox and Brandon Brooks. Your two best offensive and defensive linemen. Yeah. Like, do you honestly think you're going to win that game?
Possibly.
Number two, how long do we have to continue to try and translate everything into the 2017 Eagles? It was the perfect formula. It was everything mixed all together in one friggin' awesome. Actually, I'm going to do it right now. You want me to? It was one fucking awesome freaking season.
Right.
Everything came together
I
for
agree,
one year. Why do we have to continue to try to recreate the formula? Make another
we're
formula.
We're not trying to recreate the formula,
no,
you jackass.
Everybody hey, tries to recreate
hey, listen,
it.
I'm talking about getting rid of players that had every part with that.
It's easy
hold
to
on
get rid of Alshon,
no, 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 no,
but he has a freaking... You know,
get rid of Corey Clement. Bye.
I would, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, you
sorry.
You
should have got rid of him after
the thing,
after
this
second
is,
year.
This is the thing. Hold on. This is why Howie gets a pass. The game that he's talking about we're not in if he doesn't make those other moves in the
absolutely.
Offense. The things that he's been doing with what's on
with
the,
both with of you being the apologists you are for our winter sports teams.
Dick Cheney.
Both of you could shut
Dick,
the fuck
Dick
up.
Dick Cheney and Dick Tracy. 18%. How about
seriously? You burned my point. I was going to say how many times are we going to make excuses for the 2017 Eagles for the 2010 Flyers? I mean, shit.
I mean, when are you guys going
to get out? And there he is.
2001, 20 years ago, Diaz.
But you don't even have to say that. So when are we going to get out of the second round? I'll be here. Right? Go ahead. Turn to the other channel. I'll be here.
This year ain't looking good.
Actually,
at the 6th seed, I think we're looking a little bit better.
I have a question.
No, you're still not going to get out of the second round.
I have one more question for Diaz. Okay?
All right, let's hit it.
You fire Brett Brown.
He turned my mic off.
Who is out there would want to bring in as a head coach?
That's not my job.
No, I don't give a shit, man. There's somebody out there that you have your eye on.
No.
Phil Jackson?
Okay. No.
Stan Van Gundy?
No.
Jeff Van Gundy?
No.
What
no,
do you got?
None of those guys.
No,
that's not
no,
how it works. Those guys didn't.
Mo Cheeks?
All those guys.
Scott Skiles?
Listen, holy Phil Jackson, God, no, he's done. It's a different league. It's different.
I kind of peed on myself a little bit. Sorry.
You know who it's going to be. You know who everyone's. You know what's going to happen. You know
it's not Jay Wright. It is not
Jay
Wright. Don't even say it.
Jay Wright is not coming out of college.
Well,
he's not leaving Villanova.
Yeah, no.
He is God there.
No, hold up. No.
He just built a condo on
the end. I got this. If he can live at Villanova,
he is going to live in Villanova.
Okay, and if he has to drive. If he has to get, you know, they give him $10 million a year or whatever.
He is not leaving.
I'm just telling you.
I'm still waiting for that Family Guy clip. You know?
That's why they call it the
I did it. I am God!
I'll be at my home with Shakey's. Oh, man. This is an episode for Butters. That's me.
Jesus Christ. Great. Hey, guys, I appreciate you coming down to my home.
Uh-huh.
I am wasted.
That
really?
A boy.
Yes.
You look like it.
Yes.
You know, Ed, we just went
I love talking sports. Sack, you make no sense. Hollis, he's the man.
You're kissing his ass.
No, Quimby.
I don't.
Quimby, you operate the board all good.
Thanks.
I don't. This guy.
I think thanks. I appreciate it.
Hold on. I think he has to take a dump.
Everybody, we're definitely winding this show down right now. Hollis and I have some lap dances to attend to.
Damn, Skippy.
And Diaz needs his diaper changed.
Introduce my invisible juice.
Hey, Diaz, man, brother, we love you.
We love you, brother.
And we can't do this without you.
Well, in 2 weeks, we'll figure out another place. We'll do it all together.
All right. Good. Good. I'm down. I like his
He's
head.
Trash.
Now, get on your knees.
Trash, man.
Get on your knees. Oh, sorry.
There we go.
We'll cut apologies. This out at the end of Greenleaf.
Good things. Mazel.
It's been Shut up, Diaz.
It's been real.
Good Everybody will appreciate Chris Sackmaster coming all the way to Conshohocken. Hollis, Tank, Thomas, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts.
Good thing is Mazel.
Pops, we appreciate you taking care of
Mom.
Mama Thomas.
Awesome sauce.
Oh, my God. Her nickname?
Buttons.
Buttons. I forgot for a second.
She's listening. She's probably
Abby Diaz. We have no idea how you put up with this.
The real
MVP. Thank you for setting up the real Diaz.
The real MVP.
The real MVP.
Hey, Rachel. I'm sorry. Just shout out to you, girl.
And Rachel, thank you as well. You're awesome. I don't know how you deal
Everybody,
with this
we will be back on the air on
next Thursday.
Friday next week.
Next Friday. You're going with
when I get back. From the Caymans late Thursday night.
Okay. Oh, good things.
It's Friday. Okay.
And once Friday again, we appreciate everything from everybody. You guys, awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
All right, man.
Mazel, mazel, good things.
Go Flyers.
TGB!